The situation has improved because it is very quiet. Today there was a new step that has been taken by the two parties. The president, Haval Manana, has met the mayor of Tana, Andrew Azwelin, and they agreed to start negotiations and to stop all disinformation and public meetings in the streets and arrestation of people. So they agreed to stop all this, and I guess there's hope for negotiation to start and a solution to be found fairly soon.
And of course, that would be good news for you as someone who's in tourism. Tell me, how has all this affected tourism in Madagascar?
It's a total disaster because the first quarter is completely down, cancelled. Most hotels is closed. I mean, in Tana, they're all open, but with a very, very low occupancy rate. And on the coast where most of the tourists go, most hotels have closed. There are some exceptions. They hope that there will be some residents that will keep on traveling. But still, it's a total disaster for the first quarter. And there is more every day that is passing by. There are more cancellations from tour operators. So every day really counts.
How much does tourism contribute to Madagascar's GDP, do you know?
It's between 2 and 5%, but it is one of the most important income in currency of the country, because for the last 10 years, the currency sources were vanilla and the shrimps and tourism. And, you know, vanilla, the vanilla prices has gone down. The shrimps industry in the world is declining. And tourism was really growing for the last 20 years. And the fact that the industry is severely affected by this conflict is a very bad signal for the world market.
Now, those tourists that were in the country before the problem started, are they still around or have they all left?
Oh, they all left. I mean, they all left. It started with the Italian market. They left 3 weeks ago. Then the French market, which represents two-thirds of our market, they left 2 weeks ago. And now the British market has advised for British residents not to travel in Madagascar anymore.
And what would you do as a consultant to, once the political situation stabilizes, to bring back tourism?
Of course. I mean, in fact, the situation hasn't affected the tourists. Nothing happened to tourists when they were in the country. But I can understand that the lack of visibility and the uncertainty has didn't encourage the tour operator to take any type of risk, because they need to make sure that there is no risk at all, and in terms of insurance policy, they will not be covered if they go against the official advice of their own government.
So hopefully once the political situation stabilizes, tourism will come back in full force again.
Yeah, so we are working hard with the business associations and tourism operators and also the Ministry of Tourism to ask all governments of the market countries to release their travel advice to Madagascar.